Aaron Miller lives along the Wrangell Narrows at 5.8 mile Mitkoff Highway in Petersburg. He was at home on January 12th during a heavy downpour when he says he heard a hell of a noise.
You know, it sounded like the Alaska Airlines jet taking off. It took me a while to figure out what it was, and I saw the junk coming down the creek.
The landslide carried snow, soil, rocks, and logs, and other woody debris down the steep hillside following Tane Creek close to Miller's home. Miller said there was no damage to his property or flooding on the road, but the slide was powerful enough to push a lot of debris all the way down into the creek's culvert under the highway and out into the Wrangell Narrows. That's where Kelly Peterson first saw the results. She also lives on the beach along the Narrows and says the amount of debris was amazing.
We don't have a bird's eye view of the creek, the mouth of the creek, but we saw all this debris coming out in the water, and it spread way, way out. It was in our whole picture windows, you know, it was like from stem to stern, it was all debris, and it was, I don't know, several hundred yards out there. And that happened three or four times on that day.
When she went outside, Peterson says she could smell fresh overturned soil. She says it was eerie. In the late 1980s, Peterson's father-in-law Bud's home across the street was flooded during more extensive slide activity. That made this past month's event all the more alarming for the Petersons.
It was a very scary day the whole day. I was really worried the whole hillside was going to come down on us. I'm like, shouldn't we grab Bud and get out of here for a while? I didn't know if my house was going to hold it, you know, I was going to be here.
In 1986 and 1988, two major slides blocked the highway in the same general area. The lower portion of the hillside had been clear-cut logged several years prior to that. Peterson and many other homeowners along Mitkoff Highway have been worried that the steep terrain could be further destabilized if there's more logging there in the future. The Alaska Mental Health Trust proposed a large timber sale on the land it owns along the Mitkoff Highway hillside in 2005, but a public outcry prompted the agency to consider a potential land exchange with the U.S. Forest Service instead. Photographs of the most recent slide's aftermath show a large moss-covered stump that's come to rest on top of a newly formed log jam along the creek bed. Bob Grubernick is the engineering geologist for the Tongass National Forest. Looking at photos of the debris, he says slides like these are common in the region. Grubernick has not visited this particular debris flow to investigate the origins, but in general, he says slides like this can happen on natural undisturbed hillsides as well as in older clear-cut areas like this.
A lot of this is from historic logging practices, old stuff that we don't prescribe to anymore. Typically back then, you know, we'd log clear to the bottom of the creek, and there's debris loading, things like that. And then when you have rain on snow, like we've been getting, you have super saturated soil conditions, high poor water pressure, and it just initiates a slide.
Such a slide grows as it catches more debris on the way downhill, according to Grubernick.
And you can have a small patch start, but it starts building up ahead of steam and having more weight on top of other areas further on down, so you can start to hear some small cracking, and it gets louder and louder as this gains more force and slides down to a point where you have a lower gradient and the materials all drop out.
Tane Creek was not the only spot with some slide activity in Petersburg in January. A little later in the month, Petersburg Ranger District Recreation Manager Brad Hunter checked out several snow slides near Twin Creeks Road, a former logging road off 7 Mile Mitkoff Highway. It's a popular spot for snowmobiling, skiing, and other wintertime recreation.
There's several places, actually about half a dozen places at least, where the snow sloughs had come down the drainages. Three or four of them were larger and actually crossed the roads. And it was looked like it was a lot of water with the snow mixed in with it, and then some debris. One place had about a 12-inch log on the road, but all the rest of it was just twigs and lots of needles from the trees, and had crossed the road and piled up a bit on the road, and now it's refrozen as snow.
Hunter thinks the snow sloughs on Twin Creeks Road were the results of the heavy rains and warm weather that supersaturated the snowpack until it became slushy enough to flow down the drainages. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.